Kerry County Council issued just 2 fines for dog fouling last year. That's according to information gathered by Vision Ireland, which shows only 48 dog fouling fines were issued across all 31 local authorities in 2024. As part of Vision Ireland's Clear Our Paths campaign, a survey of almost 300 blind people was conducted. It found 42% of respondents were impacted by dog waste in public spaces on a regular basis. And the data also issued, Kerry County Council issued 264 fines for parking on footpaths on 2024. Vision Ireland's urging the public to be more considerate to everyone's needs in shared spaces. 14 of the 31 local authorities didn't hand out any fines for dog fouling in 2024. Well, with me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Kevin Kelly, who's Head of Policy, Partnerships and External Affairs at Vision Ireland and is blind. Kevin, good morning to you and thanks for joining me on the programme. Look, first of all, are you surprised by the figures nationally and the fact that 14 local authorities didn't issue any fines in 2024? What are your, I suppose, concerns, and are you surprised at the low numbers?
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners. Delighted to be on Radio Kerry again. Am I surprised by the figures? Sadly not. Vision Ireland annually runs our Clear Our Paths campaign, and as part of the campaign preparation, we contact each of the local authorities. Sadly, on a year-on-year basis, we are seeing a relatively low number of fines, with 14, as you had correctly identified yourself, issuing no fines. If you go back to 2022, there was 82 fines issued nationally, which again is a relatively low number by the proportion of dogs that are in the country. And if you think at a time when dog ownership is at an all-time high in Ireland, you would have think that the fines should be rising, but sadly that's not the case, and that's having a very negative impact on people who are blind and vision impaired, but everyone in society, whether it be a parent with a buggy, someone in a wheelchair, dog poo, getting on any footwear on wheels of a wheelchair on a long cane is particularly messy, unpleasant, and completely avoidable. People are more responsible.
Yeah, you'd like to think that the reason for the low number of fines is that people are improving their behaviour, or certain numbers of people who should let their dogs foul and don't pick it up, but that's really not the case, is it?
It definitely is not the case. And you can have a level of sympathy for local authorities because it can be quite a challenge to, you know, catch someone in the moment not picking up after their dog. But at the end of the day, this is a growing problem. It has a public health element as well. And we need to see local authorities taking more action and more interventions, hiring more dog wardens, and also, you know, dog owners taking their responsibility to pick up after their dog. There needs to be a collective, you know, societal approach to solving this process. Fines alone won't be the issue. In other jurisdictions, some authorities are going to the extent of where they're creating a database of dogs where they can trace the dog poo to the dog. But, you know, is that really where we need to go in Ireland? You know, huge cost, administration burden, how effective that would be. But if this problem continues, and year on year, I think everyone would accept it's deteriorating, and it's very unpleasant. And I'm conscious that, you know, I'm talking to people in Kerry, a county that's hugely reliant on tourism as well. Very unpleasant for our tourists, you know, to step in dog poo.
Yeah, I suppose the element of it, Kevin, is that there's an element of people out there who just don't care. There's an element of dog owners out there who just don't care. There has to be, because that's like, they clearly couldn't care about their town, their area, other people walking, and people with mobility issues, people in wheelchairs and people with vision issues as well. Because otherwise they wouldn't do this. They'd clean up after their dog. I mean, it's their dog. It's their animal. It's their responsibility. There could be no excuse that we weren't aware of the law, or I didn't know, or whatever. There's a certain percentage of the population out there who are just, just couldn't care less, unfortunately.
Jerry, I can't disagree with you. There are certainly a proportion of the population that couldn't give a fiddler's about what the rules of the land are, and they're not going to, you know, take action. But I'm particularly speaking in Vision Ireland, very keen to speak to those people that are a bit more open-minded, who mightn't have, you know, stopped and thought about, you know, if I'm lazy here and I don't pick up after my dog, you know, somebody with a mobility challenge or a vision impairment is going to come along. That's going to end up on the bottom of their roller tip on their hands, you know, cause them potentially to pick up a bug or to get sick. Dog poo, a percentage of dog poo does carry worms, which can cause blindness. Thankfully, that's a rarity, but that is the risk if a child were to get the dog poo into their eyes. So this is a serious matter. Sometimes people can, you know, trivialise this matter because, you know, you're highlighting the issue of dog poo, but it does have a serious knock-on impact. And the 42% of the people that we surveyed are, you know, having this challenge on a frequent basis. It is time that, you know, more action is taken to stop it.
Part of the thing, and we are in a situation whereby we have an increase in our dog population in this country. It's running around 500,000 dogs in Ireland now. Unfortunately, there's also been an increase in the number of stray and surrendered and abandoned dogs as well. Our pounds are under pressure, so that's another area we need to work on to get control of the breeding that's going on, and maybe reduce numbers of unwanted dogs in the country.
Yeah, and that's you know, a really difficult you know, conversation to be had, because, you know, animal welfare is very important. But those are the questions that we will have to begin to ask ourselves. As you've said, the number of dogs, the population is growing. You know, dogs that, you know, are not cared for, not well looked after. You know, there are rules and regulations there, and there may be an argument for those rules to be more strongly enforced as well.
Kevin, would the penalties, would increased penalties work, do you think? Is that a deterrent, that if you get more than a fine, if you're named and shamed or a severer fine, is that one thing that could be? I know there's no one solution to it, as you've suggested.
It's worth a shot. I think that, you know, there's a bit of, you know, carrot and stick here. I do think that, you know, particularly in Ireland, no one likes being named and ashamed. And if your name was, you know, published on a list and appeared in the local paper or on the Radio Kerry website, you know, for a certain cohort of people in the population, that's the last thing in the world that they would want to happen. So, you know, that would have an impact. So I think, as I've said earlier in the interview, there's no one solution. There's going to have to be, you know, a cocktail of different, you know, recipes put together to solve this very unpleasant problem for everyone.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, well, listen, Kevin, thanks very much for outlining it for us. Something needs to change, that's for sure. It's as evidenced by year figures as to what's happening. But thanks for taking time to talk to us in the programme this morning.
Cheers, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Okay, there you go. It's Kevin with us on the line from Vision Ireland. Kevin Kelly, Head of Policy, Partnerships and External Affairs of Vision Ireland. The numbers don't lie. It's not because there's less dog fouling going on. It's just it's not being tackled and tackled properly. What are the solutions? What are your ideas? Give us your thoughts. Have you seen an increase, or are you seeing it the same? Are you seeing any improvement in your area in terms of dog fouling and people not clearing up after their animals? We want to hear from you on the programme.